The fourth game of the World Series is in Philadelphia tonight. The Phillies against the Tampa Bay Rays. It's 2-1 so far. After last night's game turned into this morning's game, drenching rains held up the start, and the game didn't end until 1:47 a.m. local time. And talk about drama. The score was tied, the bottom of the ninth. The Phillies had the bases loaded.
Shot to third. Play at the plate. Phillies take game three.
Joe Buck making the call for Fox. NPR's Mike Pesca is in Philadelphia covering the series. And Mike, that was an amazing finish last night.
It certainly was. And what set that off in the bottom of the ninth was Philly Eric Bruntlett. He got hit by a pitch and threw a series of wild pitches and bad throws. There he is on third base with no out. So the Rays walk the bases loaded. And next, a little squibber off the bat of Carlos Ruiz. Rays third baseman Evan Longoria couldn't do anything with it. He kind of popped the throw over the runner's head. He had no chance. That's it. Phillies win.
So this is the latest start ever for a World Series game. It's kind of late for the Phillies geriatric starting pitcher, huh? Jamie Moyer, 45?
Yeah, Jamie Moyer is 45 years old, and his fastballs wouldn't even be arrested for speeding in parts of West Texas. He's what they call a cerebral pitcher, which is like a nice way of saying the guy just can't really pitch that fast. But if he were a composer, you know, I was thinking about this, he'd be like Kurt Weill or Bach. He's a master of the minor keys, and he nibbles on the corners of the plate. And the batters describe facing him as you go up, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to kill this ball, and then you don't get a hit. And then you'll say, oh, next time I'll get him. And next time you go up, you're like, oh, I'll crush this ball, and you just can't do anything with it. So he's really elusive, but when Jamie Moyer's pitching well, it elicits reactions like the Rays first baseman Carlos Quinton last night.
He was going off the corners, inside and outside, very effective, throwing a lot of strikes. I mean, he pitched the game of his life today.
The game of his life. I love the image of him nibbling on the corners of the plate.
Yeah.
But both teams' pitchers have been impressive. So how are these teams scoring runs?
Yes, you're right. Every once in a while, the Phillies will pop a home run. But the Rays have had to rely on their team speed. They have a number of fast players. One in particular, B.J. Upton, had 3 stolen bases last night. That ties a World Series record with guys like Honus Wagner and Lou Brock. You maybe heard of them.
So then on to tonight, Mike. Game 4, the Phillies are leading the series 2-1. What do the Rays need to do to even it up?
The Rays would do well to listen to the opposing manager, Charlie Manuel of the Phillies. And he's basically suggesting they need to hit some home runs.
They hit the ball so far in this postseason, they've hit a lot of home runs. They just hadn't hit that many against us yet. And, you know, hopefully they don't hit any.
Now, it is possible to win a World Series without hitting a home run, but the last team to do it were the Cincinnati Reds in 1919, and their opponents were the infamous Black Sox. They were throwing the series. So trying to win without hitting a home run, not advisable if you want to win an honestly played game.
NPR's Mike Pesca in Philadelphia. Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome.